once again, my brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you from that lovely city of Austin, Texas in the United States. And I greet you on the flip side of, on the recovery side of a flu that, this thing is definitely knocked me around for a little bit. But, hey, given the choice between having the flu or taking a flu shot, I would much rather get the flu and recover and have the antibodies for whatever's going on than to be a victim of Big Pharma and who knows what they're sticking in that stuff that they give you in those shots. But yeah, no, I'm good and I love you guys. And you know, for us, you know, we've already said this before, but we don't want to speak unless God gives us something to say. And so whenever God moves us, rain or shine, sleet or snow, whether we feel good or we don't feel good, doesn't matter. It's just about whatever He is doing. And how are you doing right now? How are you faring at such a time as this? How are you holding up? As you look and you see all the things going on around you, and you see all the different voices speaking and all the different people that have all have their opinions and their ideas and their premises and their take on different things, you know, you can oh, and my breathing might be a little, as my breathing's been a bit shallow, so forgive me for that. Just got a little bit of stuff in my lungs, but anyways, You know, you can get caught up very easily in all of the voices that are going around you right now. And as things continue to escalate, as things continue to move, as we go from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God, you're going to see an escalation of many, many different things around the world. And things will move very quickly. Now, when they move, you have to be in step with the Spirit of God. And part of what being in step with the Spirit of God is to be flexible, to be listening for His voice, to let go of things that have held you or bound you. You know, the world seeks very hard to keep you locked into this reality. And so things like unforgiveness, things, you know, those are the kind of things that will lock you into a time-bound reality. Because why? Well, because something like unforgiveness, you know, you're still stuck in the past. And you're still stuck in what happened back in the day, what somebody did to you, or what, you know, all of that. And whereas God is, I am. So it keeps you from being in the present. It keeps you from being in the moment. It keeps you from being in connection with what God's doing right now with you. And you can miss all of what God is doing with you now today because you're stuck on what happened back a long time ago. So, yeah, I mean, and I mean, it's one thing to talk about it. It's one thing to understand it. It's another thing to actually walk that out. And this is where the power of the Holy Spirit is crucial in our walk and in our relationship and in all that we go through in this life. Because when you have the power of the Holy Spirit working through you, you're able to do what you can't do in your natural flesh. You're able to do what you can't do in your human ability. So it is the Spirit of the living God that gives us the power to be able to forgive. It is the Spirit of the living God that gives us the power to be able to let stuff go. It is the Spirit of the living God that gives us the power to go within. The kingdom is within, John 17. And which, you know, when you've understood that reality, all of a sudden, you know, all these other things don't really matter that much. Because when you know what that is, nothing can keep you from it. Just as Jesus said with Mary and Martha, I'm just trying to remember which one of the Gospels it was, but it was chapter 10 of one of the four Gospels, and it's one of the ending verses, but where Jesus says to Mary and Martha, you know, look, Mary's chosen the better thing, and it won't be taken from her. And Mary had chosen to, you know, to be with Christ. Mary had chosen to be at his feet. Mary had chosen to let that word sink into who she was. And, you know, as Jesus went on, the part of the word is, you know, let this word remain in you, and you let it bear much fruit. John 15. You with the word and with the truth and with all that it is, as we continue to walk out our lives with him. So we go within and we allow the Spirit of God to lead and guide us from that. And then that which we do without is a manifestation of that which has taken place within. I'll say that again. That which we do without is a manifestation of that which has taken place within. So, So once you've gone within with Christ, and once you're walking with him, and you are living in I Am, and you are living in that place, then God will allow and show and direct your external actions in line with what his Spirit is doing. So this is where we shift from being reactive to proactive. This is where we shift from being victims to being active participants in God's plan. See, the children of God, you are not a victim in this life. You are not a victim. Jesus, what did Jesus say? He said, "No one takes my life from me. I lay it down of my own accord and I take it back up again." You know, nobody took Jesus' life from him. When the time came that he would lay it down, he chose to. He picked the time. He picked the place. He arranged everything. And then death and hell could not hold him. And he rose from the grave. And he said, you know, you guys, you're following me. So no one takes our lives from us. We are nobody's victim. All right? The children of God, the child of the living God, the one that has gone within, that has been set free by the power of the Holy Spirit, by the blood of Christ, that has paid for us, and we've actualized that. You know, it's not just a payment that's been made, but we've applied that to our lives and we're walking in that this day. We are not reactive to all that's going on in this life and around us. We are proactive in that we listen to the guiding of the Spirit of God and we move with him. We are participants in the plan of God at such a time as this. And that's what God wants right now with his people. Is he wants people that are willing to walk with him, willing to be in step with him, willing to go forward with him. And a lot of us, you know, last year was a tough year for a lot of God's people. You know, I think throughout, I mean, this year there's been stuff that's come up and gone, but gosh, you know, but in the middle of that, in a lot of ways, people have gotten freed up. A lot of things have changed, and, you know, God is orchestrating the circumstances for us to have the space to be able to be in step with him and to be active participants in what he's doing. So, you know, how that works is on an individual basis. How that works is that's between you and him. But, you know, realize that sometimes with the things that end up taking place in your life, even if at the time it might not seem like a good thing, but you know, God knows where he wants you. God knows what he has for you. God knows what will bring fulfillment and life and peace. And to trust him in that, to look to him in the middle of that, to not lean on your own understanding, to not mumble and groan when you're in the interim and the transitory period. Oh, yes. Here's one for you. This is one of the temptations, but is, you know, in that time in crossing the desert, when, you know, we're kind of in between things that God is doing. So God liberates you out of Egypt and you haven't yet quite crossed into the promised land and the fulfillment of the promises of God. And you're in that place, that no man's land. And that is a place which can get where that human side of us, where we can start to say things that we probably shouldn't say. You know, we can start to complain and grumble and bellyache because we haven't seen the fulfillment of the plan and purpose of God. You know, one thing to do is always do be real with the Father, but also always remember to maintain that understanding. He is Lord, and He's in control. And in so many things, you have been blessed, and you have been protected, and you have been provided for, and He's never let you down. You look back over your life, He's never, ever, ever let you down. And the different seasons that He's taken you through, if you had your eyes open, you would realize that they were all there for a reason. They were all there to help you to learn a principle and something that you probably wouldn't have gotten any other way. So in the midst of all of that, be grateful and know that He's in control. Know that He's leading and guiding your life. Know that He has you. And that in all that takes place, that you will be equipped, you will be provided for, you will be protected, you will be shielded, and He has purpose for us being in the earth at such a time as this. That said, you know, be aware that as we walk to and fro in the earth, that in the realm of the Spirit, we are different. That in the realm of the Spirit, you know, when we go to different places, that things will happen and things will pop off. And this is where, you know, I mean, even this last, over the last week, you know, I've had several encounters where, you know, I've gone to different places and the demons that were in people have manifested when I've been in different places. And later on, you know, they've talked to other people like, I don't even know why I did that. I don't even know. Well, I know why people did that, because there's something in them that takes them over, because it's already in there. And their instant action when they see a child of light and truth that shines bright in the realm of the Spirit is to seek to come against. Now, that said, remember that you are nobody's victim. And you, in such a time as this, have no need to be... We're not mousy people, all right? You know the difference between weakness and meekness? I'll give you this one. All right, so when something is weak, it has no power. When something is meek, that is power under control. So you have power, but it's also under control. And see, the people of God, we are meek people in that there is power there. There's incredible power. I mean, the very power that raised Christ Jesus from the dead lives in you. The very power that formed the universe abides in you. So there is incredible power that is there within you, yet it's under control. But you know what I'm realizing even now in this day and this time is that God is allowing for us to bring body checks, if you would, to the enemies that manifest against us as we go to and fro. Because, you know, there is going to be clashes. There is going to be impacts. There is going to... It is a war that we were born into here. This planet has been at war well before we got here. It will continue to be, you know, turbulent in the day that we live in now. So, that being said, you have to make sure that you are aware and that you are in a place where at all times you are ready for whatever it is that comes up. And the Spirit of God is with you. God commands His angels concerning you. You know, so you are always protected. You are always watched over. That being said, listen to the voice of the Spirit, and there's going to be times where God will send you into hostile situations and difficult spots, but because He also wants you to be His ambassador, He also wants light and truth to go forward, and He wants you to go in, do what He has for you to do, and come out. So realize that that's part and parcel of your existence in this life. Realize that wherever it is that you go in your time in the earth, that it is a very real possibility that you're going to see the manifestation of the enemy against you. But also realize that that's normal, that's par for the course, and you can respond according to whatever it is that the Spirit of God quickens you to do. You know, I think the churches have done an incredible disservice to people by training them to not, they train them not to fight. And they've trained them not to even know how to handle themselves. And, you know, the religious organizations of the world have created docile, controllable, socially controlled people. And that is not the people of God. You know, we walk in truth. And in truth, there's many times that you got to go forward with your shoulders back and your chin up. And you've got to go into situations and speak it and proclaim it. And people will get angry and upset by that truth that you hold to. But you got to keep moving forward with it. And inside of you, you can't back down. Ha! You know, right now and all that's going on in the world, part of the call for us is to raise up a standard of truth. Raise up light. Raise up, let the light shine bright in all things to make manifest and to make known that which is real, that which is true. Because as light comes to bear on a dark reality, as we transition, you know, into the time and into an age of incredible light and truth, as we move into that, part of our call is to make that which is true and real known. And we do that, just one, by purely existing and walking with Christ. Two, by the activities that we do. And by standing for truth. You know, here's the thing. Don't be drawn into personality cults. All right? And I'll say that even for here, for whatever it is that we do here. You know, don't follow the person. If anything else, if you see something you maybe admire in somebody or appreciate in somebody, search and seek what that person was seeking. So if somebody is seeking the truth, because that's what we've done here too, is we are about truth. Truth is our dogma. So when you pursue truth, you're going to be walking alongside somebody like that. But then also too, if somebody gets off track, or is something comes up, or whatever it may be, because you're not bought into the individual personality, you can distinguish between the two. You know, it's funny for me, but I look at some of the political stuff, for example, and how people so badly want to ascribe to an individual personality. But then, sometimes when you examine those individual personalities, and one thing that you find out is that, you know, a lot of these guys do not practice what they preach. A lot of these guys that even are their heroes of their individual movements are bought and paid for as well. So, you know, I personally, with me, you know, I my thought on so much of that stuff is let a man speak the truth, be the truth. Live it out. Do what you can to make this world and this life and life for other people better. And make a contribution that you can feel proud of. And that helps and blesses others. But it's funny how people can justify nearly anything when they've got a personal vested interest in it. So don't be among those. You know, you got to know when to let go. You got to know when to walk away. And that's where you have to listen to the voice of the Spirit of God, because so often those will be such subtle buyouts that the enemy will try to do to people. And it'll come with soft nudges and flowery words, but in the end, people's souls are on the line. You've got to know when to turn away. You've got to know when to let go. You've got to know when to have no part. And oftentimes, you know, you'll start down a particular direction and things will be good. And then something will come up. And I think God allows some of those circumstances to test us as well, and to reveal our own hearts to ourselves. So those are not necessarily bad that we encounter those kind of situations in life. It's just what you do with them. In every situation, come back to the Father. In every situation, seek His counsel. In every situation, look to Him. In fact, let me just do this really quick. Let's go to the wonderful, lovely, wise book of Proverbs. And let's go to chapter 3. It says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not on thine own understanding. That was verse 5. Verse 6. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord, and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. Honor the Lord with thy substance, with the first fruits of thine increase, so shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. Ah, my son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, neither be weary of His correction. For whom the Lord loveth, He correcteth, even as a father the son in whom He delighteth. Oh, one more verse. Happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding. Yes, absolutely. God knows what He's doing with us. And when He corrects you, realize He does that because He loves you. When He leads and guides you, realize that's because He knows the path that will bring the greatest fulfillment to your life. He knows the path on which your purpose will be fulfilled while you're in the earth. And honestly, you want to fulfill the purpose by which you were brought into this life. We didn't just come here for no reason at all. There's a reason we came into this life. There's a reason that we agreed to come into this life at such a time as this. You want to know what that is. You want to understand what that is. You want to manifest that in your life. The world will seek very hard to keep you from manifesting that. I know for myself, the offers that the world has put on my, literally on my table, to keep me from manifesting that which God has intended for me. And time and again, I've been in those situations where the enemy of humanity is manifest through the people that have the connection to be able to make those offers. And that which the world will seek to buy you, basically, will seek to kill that which is in you. But even as Jesus did in Luke chapter 4, you will not, in fact, here, let's just go to that. The temptations in the wilderness. Because there's definitely an element of what we encounter in our time while we're here in the earth. Let's see here. And verse 1, chapter 4 says, and Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, being 40 days tempted of the devil. And in those days he did eat nothing. And when he was ended, he afterward hungered. And the devil said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, command this stone that it be made bread. And Jesus answered him, saying, it is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. And the devil, taking him onto a high mountain, showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said unto him, all this power will I give thee, and the glory of them, for this is delivered unto me, and to whomsoever I will I give it. And if thou therefore wilt worship me, all shall be thine. And Jesus answered and said unto him, get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. And he brought him to Jerusalem and set him on a pinnacle of the temple and said unto him, If thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down from hence. For it is written, He shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee, and in their hand they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. And Jesus answered and said unto him, It is said, Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. And when the devil had ended all the temptation, he departed from him for a season. And Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit unto Galilee, and there went out fame of him through all the region about round about. Okay. Well, I think there's a couple of principles here. But one is the devil is always trying to sow doubt into your heart. And that's why even with Jesus, he can't help it, honestly. The devil can't help it. That's just his MO, his method of operation. He always works to sow doubt into your heart. And that's why he says, if you be the Son of God. Because he knew he was the Son of God. Everybody knew Jesus was the Son of God. Everything in the realm of the Spirit knew that Jesus was the Son of God. And yet, he would throw that out there. He would try to stick that seed there to see if something would grow, would manifest, would result in causing Jesus to make an action to try to prove himself. And listen, you got nothing to prove to the enemy. You have nothing to prove to the workers of iniquity. You've got nothing to prove to the people that have sold themselves into the world and the world system. You have zero to prove to them. You have zero to answer to them. You have zero that you need to justify to them. They are part of an entirely different kingdom. So nothing that you do, think, or say is it relevant what they think, say, or do back? Because you function completely different than them. So instead of falling into that trap, which is within the world and the world system, which is okay, well, who are you? Well, what do you do? And now let me judge you based on what you do and how you do it. You don't even. What does it matter? What do I do? I'm a human walking on this earth in step with my Creator. That's what I do. That's who I am right now. Nothing else really matters that much. And notice that the enemy offers all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor to Jesus if you would just bow down and worship him. And, that offer's been made to many, many others for bits and chunks and pieces, and there's a lot of them out there that have bowed down. There's a lot of others out there that are part of that, that are, by doing so, they submit themselves to the demonic, they submit themselves to the enemy, they submit themselves to that kingdom. But you and I, as Jesus said, well, first he said, Get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written, Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. We worship the Lord our God. How do we worship him? In spirit and in truth. So we worship the Lord our God in spirit and in truth, and we will not serve another. Him only shalt thou serve. We will only serve the Lord our God. We will only walk with him. We will only, the only one that we have to give an account of our lives to in the end is him. Period. Period. So that is incredibly liberating. The kingdom is within. The only one that you have to give an account of your life to is your Heavenly Father. So if you're walking with him, if you're in step with him, and he's leading and guiding you and directing your time in the earth, awesome! What are you worried about? What are you perplexed about? What timeline have you not yet fulfilled if he's timeless? What thing do you need to do or are you anxious about if he is eternal and he's the only one that you got to give an account of your life to? Why are you worried? Why are you perplexed? There is freedom in Christ Jesus. Listen, we've been set free. God wants you flexible. God wants you in step with him. And he wants you to be part of, proactively, what he's doing right now. Light, truth, We worship Him in spirit and in truth. God wants you in step with Him. And don't worry, though. So many of these things that are going on, they're going to be incredible. But God will take care of His own. Listen, we've already been through tough times, all right? For me, I know what it is, and I know my brothers and sisters in Christ know what it is to go through difficulties, to go through hardships, to go through financial struggles, to go through health struggles, to go through the rug being pulled out from under you, to go through all the things that we've gone through. We've already gone through so much already, all right? So whatever it is that may come on the world in such a time as this, we are not strangers to adversity at all. At all. So don't worry. God knows how to take care of and protect, and He's always watched over you in those difficult times before. If you look back, you can see it. He's always watched over you. He's always taken care of you. So don't worry about things that are not stuff that you need to worry about. Seek the Father. All we want is Jesus. All we want is to walk with Him and to walk in step with Him. We are just mindfully aware of that which is going on around us, but it's very surface. In the end, deep calls out the deep. The kingdom is within. Go within and let that which you do be a manifestation of what is taking place within. Your external actions are a result of your internal revelation. Your external actions are a result of your internal revelation. That is part of the walk in the kingdom of God. And with that, hey, love you guys. God bless you. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. Love you, and we'll talk to you soon. All right. God bless you. Bye.